Chapter 4. Chinese Herbal Medicine. Chinese herbal medicine is one of the main branches of classical Chinese medicine. It is often used in conjunction with acupuncture, or can be used as a soul therapy. These Chinese herbs are remarkable in their ability to promote the body's effort to heal and strengthen itself. Unlike Western medications, which simply control symptoms by masking them, Chinese herbs treat the underlying conditions and truly address the root cause. It may take a bit longer to feel the benefits after taking the herbs than after taking certain Western pharmaceuticals. However, they rarely cause unwanted side effects, such as those often associated with prescription medicine. Knowledge of how to use Chinese herbs medicinally has accumulated over thousands of years. It is said that early herbalists observed which plants that animals in the wild would consume for various maladies. For example, some animals eat specific herbs after sustaining a physical trauma, and some eat specific herbs after feeding. Modern herbalists usually draw on ancient formulas that have been successful for thousands of years at helping people get well. Our modern high-stress diet and lifestyles have reduced many people's sensitivity to classical Chinese herbal formulas. Therefore, increasing the potency of some formulas has proven to be more clinically effective in some difficult cases. Adding and subtracting herbs and increasing or decreasing the quantity of specific herbs can adjust the therapeutic actions of the herbal formula. Chinese herbs are most often combined in recipes or formulas, where the synergy enhances medicinal effectiveness. Herbal formulas can range from 2-herb formulas to 30-herb formulas, depending on the patient's condition and the therapeutic action desired. More is not necessarily better. Each formula is created with detailed knowledge of each ingredient's therapeutic action and possible side effects. Some Chinese herbs are contraindicated for specific medical conditions and may negatively interact with other medications. A well-trained herbalist knows these red flag conditions and contraindications. He or she will adjust your herbal prescription as needed for your specific condition. Traditionally, Chinese herbs were decocted or brewed in hot water and simmered. These teas were consumed daily until health was restored. Topical application of herbs was also a common practice. Modern technology has made it much easier to take Chinese herbs in other forms, including pills, capsules, granules and powders, topical ointments, and concentrated tinctures. Despite the convenience of pills, tinctures, etc., raw herb decoctions remain the most potent means of consuming Chinese herbal medicine. In addition, there is more freedom to craft formulas for each person, with the highest probability of absorption and utilization. I can't overemphasize the superiority of using raw Chinese herbs to other forms. They are the most highly absorbable and highly concentrated. As we age, our digestion and absorption capacity diminishes, and decocted teas absorb much better than any other form of consuming herbs. A Chinese herbalist can construct the best formula for you, but it's a good idea to make sure the practitioner has some experience and training in using raw herbs to treat eye problems. Fortunately, there are quite a few herb companies that will prepare decoction prescriptions for you. They can be stored for up to a month in liquid form, and just need to be heated and consumed twice each day. In my practice, I recommend raw herbs for many patients with degenerative loss. Granules and tinctures are probably my second choice for effectiveness. There is also flexibility to modify formulas, and they tend to last longer. Although these forms are usually not as potent, they seem to work quite well. Both can be dissolved in hot water and consumed as tea for maximum absorption. Capsules and pills are okay to use, but the practitioner must recommend the right formula, in the right dosage. This could take some time to figure out. If the right formula is given from a good herb company, the vision should gradually improve. Herbs in this form should be taken for no less than 3 months. In my experience, the least potent of the Chinese herbal formulas are the Chinese patent formulas commonly found in the herb shops in Chinatowns. They just don't seem strong enough to exert a therapeutic benefit for serious eye conditions. However, they may work well for some people. If you wish to see if the patent herbal formulas work for you, there is a condition formula cross-reference provided in this chapter. It may be worth trying these, as it is significantly more economical. Herb processing and herb quality are always an issue. And again, a good herbalist will know which companies use the best quality herbs and best extraction methods. Note, never take regular tea or coffee with your Chinese herbs. This includes all generic teas, black tea, green tea, white tea, Earl Grey, English breakfast, etc. These teas have substances that bind to the herbs and inhibit absorption.